What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday. We're just coming off the iCast show. It was really nice to see and meet so many old friends there and meet some new ones. If you stopped me at iCast and said hello, I want to thank you very much. That means a lot to me. So many of you stopped and said that you are enjoying the podcast. Some had show suggestions with guests, and that's always appreciated. And then some people just had some really cool things to say about the podcast and how it's helped them with their business or being able to learn a couple of things that could even apply to their life. I love hearing that. That's the whole reason that we're doing this. And not just for you, but when I'm interviewing these guests, I'm also learning. This is kind of a selfish kind of thing. I like to learn from these people as well. I seek out the people that I believe can teach me something. And if, you know, hopefully along the way, they're going to be able to teach us all something that we can apply to our lives. One of the questions that I got at iCast from a young man that's starting his guide career and doing a very good job at it. He is starting to see some success. And this is a question that certainly I've gotten this question before, and certainly I have dealt with this myself, but I don't really think that we've talked about it on the podcast. So we're going to go over it here. And the question goes, you know, something like this. How do you deal with people that talk bad about you or talk bad about you to your customers or intentionally try to impede your progress? Intentionally try to impede your progress. Okay. So believe it or not, those people are out there. Some people call them haters. Some people call them jealous. Some people, you'll never know that it happened. And some people will do it in a way that you will absolutely find out what happened. But there are people out there that will intentionally impede your progress. They will intentionally try to make things more difficult for you. And this happens especially when you start to have success, when you start to have success in a way that you're doing a little bit better than those who do not want to work as hard as you do. And this can come in a lot of different forms. You can see it on social media, of course, and that's where people call these people the haters, right? They will intentionally make bad comments on your social media. They'll do whatever. You've probably had that happen. Then it could be an outright cheap shot or an intentional use of someone's connections to make sure that they assert their influence over a decision maker that makes you not get a sponsorship or not be invited to a tournament or not get picked for something or be included in an article or be on a list of referral guides. There are people that'll be like, yeah, man, all these guys are cool, but we don't want that guy. And the person who's making the list is like, okay, cool. So it worked. Maybe you find out about that. How do you deal with that? That's what we're talking about today. Sometimes you're going to find out about it. Sometimes one of your customers is going to come up and say, man, I was talking to this other guy. He didn't really have a lot of nice things to say about you. That's strange. Wonder why. Okay, maybe there is a reason, and maybe there's not. What we're talking about today is when there's really not a reason. When there's not a reason for that person to have gone out of their way to intentionally try to mess you up. So if you were asked this question to a lot of different people, you'd get a lot of different answers. And this is only my opinion. Certainly had this happen to me. And in my opinion, the way to handle this is to not deviate from your path. Do not stoop to their level. You don't want to stoop to their level because one of the things that they're trying to get you to do is they're trying to get you to take your eye off the ball. They're trying to get you to not pay attention to your business that you're obviously doing very well at, and pay attention to some trivial little thing over here. Because every second that you're paying attention over here, you're not paying attention to your business and to the fishing or to the things that have made you a target for someone, because you're doing well. And maybe they're not, or maybe they are doing well and they perceive you as a threat. Okay? Don't pay any attention to that. Don't deviate from what you're doing. Stay the course. In fact, double down. Give even better customer service. Give even more time to scouting or fishing on your days off or working on whatever it is that's made you just a little bit better. Double down on that. There's another reason that you don't want to stoop down to the same level. Well, there's probably a lot of reasons, but another one in my book is that somebody that operates that way probably operates that way all the time. And you may think that you're good at that game, and maybe you are, but likely they're even better at it. They're better at the backstabbing, at the gossip, at that type of stuff than you are. You've proven that you're good at actually doing your job, actually working hard, actually making progress. Keep doing that. Take the high road. Don't stoop to their level. Do not do it. Stay on the high road. And you won't worry about these little things, and you won't take your eye off the ball, and instead you'll stay laser focused in the direction that made you a target to begin with. And soon, those people will brag about knowing you when you were just starting out. That's what'll happen. And this is a very, very tough choice. It's a very, very tough choice to choose to take the high road. Because if you are to fight back and do what they're doing, immediately it's going to make you feel better. You're going to, maybe you can knock them down a peg, right? But you'll never win like that. And in fact, they won. They won because they got you to take your eye off the ball. They won because they got you to stoop to their level. See, you're not all that. You'll do what all the rest of us will do. You'll stoop down to the level and you'll take the cheap shot too. You stay on the high road. Don't take the cheap shot. And in fact, that will make you win. Not in the short term, but eventually you'll win. Because you have stayed classy. You have taken the high road and you've stayed above all this trivial stuff. Right? So you can use it as fuel. And you can decide that the best retribution for those kind of actions against you is just to double down on the things that you're good at. Make sure your business is stellar. Your customer service is stellar. Your communication is stellar. Your equipment is amazing. You're undeniable. That's how to deal with it. That's what I think. Pursue excellence. Ignore the haters. Ignore the noise. And in fact, even ignore the praise when you get that. Because that can be distracting too. And simply keep your eye on the ball. And keep doing exactly what you've been doing. Stay the course. Stay true to your goals. Stay true to your purpose. Stay true to yourself. And stay on the high road. All right, that's it for today. See you.